All right. I believe you're the synthesizer this time around.
Synthesize, okay. Well, I can probably synthesize our discussion thus far.
Okay.
So maybe that will help me with her notes.
Yeah. Well, so we talked about the reference. So, yeah, the fact that I wasn't here for 10 minutes and then, well, now that's on the minute or on the recording. Excellent. Get my mouth shut. So we talked about the reference software. And now we're talking
about
the
Mendeley.
Yeah, so we're doing with Mendeley. Let me just make a couple notes about this. All right, and then we're talking about the abstract.
Right. So, Lee, you were saying for the USCOTS abstract, I kind of like your idea of bringing gaze into it, especially for USCOTS.
Yeah.
And talking about how this on the surface may seem against that recommendation, or there may be kind of an unforeseen complication within that recommendation that we have to think a little bit more carefully about. So I think I could probably work that into the abstract.
Well, yeah, maybe just at least there needs to be a discussion, or at least this provokes a discussion.
Right.
In terms of that
I
whole,
can,
like, next big thing. So,
yeah. I can at least put that in there probably as a teaser without actually saying too much about it. I can kind of mention it as a teaser, that connections with gaze will be discussed. Something along those lines.
And how we move forward. And yeah.
Okay. All right, I will take another stab at that. I don't know if I will honestly get to it. I doubt I will get to it today. And then next week is, of course, a little bit of a shortened week. So sometime if I don't send it out Monday or Tuesday, then it'll be the following week I'll email out an update of this.
Okay. Well, yes, Miss, I'm already done with class.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, I started a lot earlier than everyone else.
I feel that in our face now.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I still have 2 more weeks after Thanksgiving.
I have 3, and then a week of finals.
Anyway.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or feedback about the abstract?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Then do we turn our attention back to the lit review?
And identifying keywords?
Yeah. I know that's one of the things I always struggle with when it comes to doing a literature review is knowing what's the best thing to type in so that you're hopefully not pulling back 1,000 articles, but you're also hopefully not pulling back, 10 articles. Although I have to admit, pulling back 1,000 is much more my concern, because that's even hard to go through and just skim abstracts at that point.
But, if you pull back 10 that are really targeted, and you can go through the reference list.
Yeah.
And I think 1,000 is much more dangerous than 10.
Yeah, I do agree. So what do you think appropriate keywords would be? Should we just start by brainstorming a list of possible keywords and then?
What about starting with your mind map?
Ooh, that's a good one. Should we? I'm looking for our concept maps right now. All right, based on we've already done this a little, but kind of confirmation bias. Belief bias. there's a phrase that I see that Tara had kind of highlighted in hers called the biased assimilation effect, where students evaluate whichever study supported their initial views more favorably. So that might be something to consider as a set of keywords, biased assimilation.
Where are you? I have something highlighted.
It's not high. It's in italics, so it just kind of sticks out that way. It's Lord et al. In the bottom right corner.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Context could also be a keyword. I'm afraid that would be the type of thing that would get us back 1,000 hits, but we might need to think of a way to refine that then.
Contextualizing mathematical instruction would probably get us no hits. Although it would be more specific. We've already done searches on belief bias and confirmation bias, right?
I don't know if we've done belief bias. I know we've done confirmation bias. So, and I think we have, I've at least posted the results of those searches with abstracts.
Right.
So we could at least go back to those. What do you think the best way would be to tackle kind of the logistics of conducting the lit review, since there's a bunch of us? Should we just kind of each go off and try our own search and see what we get? That way we're kind of not depending too much on any one person, and maybe we'll come up with some interesting, I don't know, maybe if we all do something different, that might tell us something interesting too.
One way to sort of compromise there would be to come up with a couple split up so that maybe two people are doing each area. Starting point.
Right.
Maybe we should make note of what we've already searched on, because we've all done a lot of independent searches and posted results on the Google Groups page. Because we don't want to repeat stuff that we've already done. And we did a lot with sampling when we first started looking at some of this stuff, and we've done confirmation bias. We may or may not have done belief bias. And we've done some statistical literacy stuff.
Right.
When you came up with your references, Harla, did you do a search on statistical literacy, or did you pull them out of other papers that you had?
I pulled them based on some papers that I was familiar with for other research that I've done.
Okay.
So that's where I found my sites on statistical literacy. So we could probably use a slightly more general search on statistical literacy or even statistical reasoning, because I think, based on what I did read, I think we kind of lie somewhat in the intersection of those two. To some extent, that where when you get into the aspects, my understanding of kind of the hierarchy of literacy, reasoning, and thinking is that when you start to get into the aspects of like critically evaluating research, so assessing the quality of methods, that's asking slightly more higher order thinking skills than just pure literacy. Just purely knowing the definition. So we're kind of somewhere between literacy and reasoning, because there is some overlap in the definitions. So I think general searches on statistical literacy and statistical reasoning would be warranted. A general search on belief bias or bias assimilation effect would probably be warranted. Looking back at what we've done, should we, I'm logging into Google Groups now, should we take some time trying to transfer what we have in Google Docs over to Mendeley?
Which parts of it? Like our notes and all that kind of stuff, or other things are we talking about?
Yeah, I would say we start with the articles we've actually read, and we start transferring them over to Mendeley.
And there were a few I uploaded just for, you know, practice sake. So, like, I already have the Connell, Nickerson, and Shaughnessy papers. Those ones I did for practice to make sure it was working.
We can probably, I assume that the GACE document would have some references about that support the using context in statistics education. We should probably look at some of that.
Yeah.
And that might be a place to start to get some ideas. Especially if we're going to look at it based on the NCTM and the GACE recommendations. I guess we should probably look at the NCTM site too.
So what are some ways we could go about at least getting what we've already read uploaded to Mendeley? Should everyone, in the beginning there was a lot of overlap where we were kind of all reading the same things. So just to say everybody upload what they've read, I don't know how effective that would be. Except to say, you know, if you notice that article is already on there, then don't upload it again. Where would be a good place to start?
I'm pulling up that annotated bibliography that we did. I had the August 2010 one, I think, is what I'm looking at. Because there we have some of the key quotations, which could easily go in the notes section for a lot of that stuff, and where we have the summary and those kinds of things to go in there. I think starting with that and seeing if we could find those articles, that way we do have them, would be at least a good starting point. And then obviously the papers we have on the concept map. Obviously, I'm sure there's overlap in some of those too. One thing I did forget to mention about Mendeley, because I know some of you haven't looked at it, there is actually a way of marking papers as they have been read or unread. So that way if we do find papers that, you know, we haven't had a chance to read, we can actually mark them that way too.
Like that.
I'm just noticing that because with our anti-bibliography, there are some that, you know, we have things, and there are some that are still kind of listed there that we haven't really looked a lot at. Ha ha.
author really is a good way of breaking it up versus just everyone doing it and trying to hope that we don't have overlap.
Well, as long as we have a group formed, I mean, we'll be able to see what's there, so I don't think it's a big deal. We can all just work on it when we have a free moment. We can keep each other updated.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we'll know a little bit better once I actually have the group and have all you all there and make sure that you can see what I'm working on and make sure that that's not a problem.
One thing we should decide is looking at the annotated bibliography, do we want to go back and try to find actual PDF files for all of these, or do we just want to make records of them for now? And then we can you go back and add a PDF file later, or once you have a record, is that it?
Add a URL for it, and yes, you can go back and add a file to it.
So should we just start by getting everything in record form, and then we can go back and add the actual paper, the links to the papers later?
I think it matters how you ever want to do it, because the nice thing about having the files, it will automatically enter all that stuff that you wouldn't have to then enter in manually. when you guys do actually do this yourself, so I'm going to show you, when I'm in the Mendeley desktop, there is a place that, it's an automatic button that says add document. That's how you can just, find a PDF or whatever. To add one manually, you actually have to go to file and there's add entry manually. So it's not one of the quick buttons that you're going to see to be able to do that. If you wonder where I got that, if it is there, you're going to have to find it.
So I just want, it seems like we have two big bibliography pages. There's the annotated bibliography page, which it looks like a couple of us are looking at right now on Google Docs. And then there was just a reference list. It wasn't annotated. This was something that I think Joan had asked for us to produce for her records. A while back. I just copied, that was on Google Groups still, so I just copied and pasted that and dumped that into the annotated bibliography in Google Docs. So that gives us, I think, a pretty good starting place for starting to enter things. When you do these, can you view these like what they would look like in a page break if you printed them? Instead of as one continuous document? Page break for printing. Okay. Now I'm trying to figure out how many pages.
Are you talking about the Google Doc?
Yeah. I don't see anything. Oh, I may have just inserted a page break into the viewing page break. That's not what I meant to be.
It's 24 pages long.
Oh, thank you. How are you getting that?
I just went to print preview.
Oh, okay. Much simpler than anything I was trying to do. So do we just want to say everybody will take, how many of us? There's four of us and 24 pages. Is that six pages a piece?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I can do that. Do we want to just say we'll each take six pages? and be responsible for starting records, at least on those, whether the articles are read or unread?
Sure. Although I dare say that whoever has the last six pages has a lot more work to do because it's just the dump of the stuff from the – there's a lot more articles on those last three pages than there are on the ones above, because all the ones above have the abstracts on them.
Right.
Although there may be some repeats down there.
Probably.
Maybe not.
Anyway, I can claim your first six. I've already uploaded a few of those.
The second one in the annotated, we won't be able to upload because that was actually a book that I accessed on Google Docs. And you probably can't upload an entire book, right?
Probably not, but we can at least have
the reference.
Yeah, we can at least make a separate record for it then.
Well, I guess we can probably put, it was Google Books, we could probably put the URL in. You said you can connect it to a URL, right, Jackie?
I think you can.
I mean, it's a really old book, so the whole thing was online. I guess I shouldn't call it a really old book because that makes me really old. I was born way prior to that. So Jackie, you went for six?
If you don't mind, I've already just done some of them, so it makes it a little bit easier for me.
Okay. Anyone want second six? Should we decide this by email since we only have 7 minutes left till Harl has to leave?
I can take the second six to speed things up. I was going to volunteer to take the last six since those were the longest. And since I do finish classes a little earlier than everyone else, so I could take the last six if you wanted.
So does that leave me in the third six?
And I'll do the second six. Okay.
Okay, so we'll start working on that. And I would say just start adding these. Put notes in when you can. If there's not notes yet, then we'll just, like if you don't remember reading something, maybe then send an email and say, I don't remember reading this. Does anyone feel like going in and summarizing it? And eventually I think this will be the hardest part, is kind of we'll have a lot of upkeep to get what we've already done in. But once we get that, I think it'll be easier to add other things kind of as they come up. And then I think it will make actually writing the paper and organizing things for the paper so much easier. So if we can just get the grunt work to some extent out of the way now, in like the next 2 weeks or so.
I agree. It's too bad we didn't think of this like a year and a half ago or a year ago.
I know. Yeah.
But think that you're doing it now rather than a year from now.
That's true.
That's true. It could have always been
worse. The glass half full.
And when this is set up, it's going to be a fantastic resource.
Yeah.
And the next set of people who go through the clusters will know to do it early.
Yeah, we can mention that. Start putting everything in a reference offer early. And this is the type of thing we can all just keep for future, you know, not even cluster projects, anything we're working on. I think it'll be useful for all of us. So should we start with this and then kind of see where that takes us? I know we're heading into the really busy time of year, so maybe making it our goal to get at least these six pages entered.
For next time.
Yeah, before next time. Do we want to have a call in 2 weeks again?
Sure. Either December 3rd or December 10th. I don't know.
I have a doctor's appointment early on the 10th for my daughter.
Okay. So 2 weeks out would be December 3rd. I don't know how busy everybody's going to be.
Currently, my calendar is blank that day.
If we do it early, I'll be okay. I have a conference call at 11:30 that day, and then I have a division meeting and a curriculum committee meeting after, but I can do it at our normal time.
Let's keep in mind, though, that next week is Thanksgiving. So I anticipate that many of us really probably don't want to be working on at least Thursday and Friday and probably part of Wednesday, too. I know my family is traveling, so I'll be out of commission from Wednesday till Sunday. So should we maybe...
Do you want to go out to the 17th? Take a little break here?
That could work. I would say... You know, it'll give us a chance to touch base before we all really disband for the holidays. And I think we have enough where, like, if we finish with these six pages, we can just keep reading and adding things. So I don't think we'll kind of come to a screeching halt.
It might be good at some point in between just to come at a really quick summary. In there? Remind people to keep going?
Yeah. All right.
That's a good idea.
Maybe when I send out the minutes. Try not to do that at the last minute.
So are we saying December 17th at the same time?
Yeah. Unless we want to move it around. I mean, I'm just, because by then everybody will probably be done with, or most everybody will be, Perry, you'll still be going, right?
That's our last week of class. I have finals the week after, so.
Okay. I mean, 10 a.m. is fine with me. I'll be done by then, so I'll be much freer.
10 will, yeah, I will have a conference call at 11:30, but 10 o'clock is good.
Before we totally go, if you guys, again, will just email me when you create your Mendeley account, because I really want to make sure that, you know, once we have the group that you guys can see what I've done.
Okay.
I mean, I can't find a way of, like, adding what I've done to the group right now. But I don't know if you'll be able to directly access it. We need to figure that out soon.
Okay.
So should we all wait to start uploading stuff till our group's created in the event that you have...
I mean, that way, just in case you can't see mine and I need to upload it somewhere else, we're not wasting our time.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
So
I did a couple. I did a couple tests.
Let me know if you have an account. I can find you.
All right.
Mine is under felicity.void@gmail.com.
I just sent you something, Jackie.
Okay. I mean, if you can't see what I've already done, something I've already added, like, 3 or 4 papers. If you can't see that, then I need to figure out why. Okay.
All right, so at the end of this call, I am supposed to provide a synthesis, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I will try and get that done today so that...
Fine, make me look bad.
The thing with me, if I don't do it right away,
no,
it just never happens. It all disappears.
It's not hard to make me look bad, so...
So it's not that I'm trying to make you look bad. I've just learned... the hard way. So I will try and send a synthesis out today. That way also Randy and Holly Lynn kind of know where we are, what we're doing, and when we're talking next. So did we then kind of agree on 10 a.m. on December 17th as a call?
I think so.
Yes.
What are our roles for that call?
Oh, I think I'm setting that up, actually. I think I'm organizer. That's me talking.
Okay.
I think I'm moderator.
Yeah, I think Carly, you'll do minutes next time, and then Jackie will be synthesizing.
Yeah.
All right. I will include that in the synthesis then.
And I will work on the minutes for the last call over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, sorry.
That was my, I forgot that, I for some reason, I Gene just sent those to me, and then I don't know why, anyway.
All right, well, I'm going to go and see if my student is waiting in the hall for me.
All right, me too.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too.
A good break.
You.
And I will email you shortly.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.